Welcome to another edition of Meet the Community here this morning on AM 1340 KXCO. I'm your host, Matt Pilger. Joining me today, well, she's an entrepreneur, and she lives here in Mexico, Missouri, Teresa Carlson, and I want to say good morning to you.
Good morning to you, too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've been wanting to talk to you for a while. Glad to have you in the studio this morning. First off, for people who don't know you, tell a little bit about yourself and your family, if you will.
Okay. I don't know how far back you want to go. I grew up on a farm in Boonville, Missouri, and when my parents were determined that we would all go to college because they thought all the doctors and lawyers were buying the farmland, and so, of course, my brother and I both went, and we both wanted to come back to the farm. So it didn't work very well for them. And the real kicker, when I went back to the farm after I got out of school, because jobs were hard right then, my dad said, I sent you to college. You didn't even come back with a man or a job. And I said, okay, well, that's fine. But anyway, so it wasn't far after that, 1983, MFA, I met them. I worked for the pork producers at the state fair. I was a cashier full-time at the pork chop tent, if you've ever been on the state fairgrounds. And I'm a past pork queen also, along with Liz Schutte, my friend works for me now. And so we had lots of history. But we did... they came and I went to interview, and I said, after about that third interview, I was like, I've had enough of those. That was ridiculous. And then I come to find out they had never put a female in their sales force before. And so that was part of it. It was why they just had, they wanted to try to make sure what they were going to do. And so
that kind of grabbed my attention that okay. You're a trailblazer there. Yeah. And the first woman to have that role. Yeah. How hard was it to break into that? I mean, you were highly successful, but how hard was it to make sales whenever you first started to mm-hmm. doing it? Tell
I
us about
laugh
that.
About that right now. But it was rough in the beginning. And I even had some people that I worked with that were hard to work with. And I was determined to outlast them. And I said, you know, I grew up, not saying that my dad was rough on me, but he was. And I can remember when I was in a queen contest and didn't win, he goes, boy, I was sure hoping your friend Sheila was going to win, you know. So he was just planning me for my future, I guess. But I was like, okay, so I could take that. But it was hard. And it was hard for men, too. One of my first local person that I worked with was Dave Wilburn. And he was actually one of my bosses, and he said, I don't know what to do with you exactly. He says, I have to think about the bathrooms and more, you know, just, it was a whole different working relationship for them. And pretty soon he left MFA and went to insurance, but it was kind of funny that it was a local from here that I started with.
Absolutely. When did you start getting comfortable with the job and sales?
I started in October in the fall. And certain people I was fine, good with, but a lot of them were harder. But even the first manager I had to overcome, it was January or February before I had to go out and sell some people some things that he didn't think would buy from me or him. And then that opened his eyes.
When you started making the sales,
yes. He
was like, okay, this is a good okay. thing.
And he really, it wasn't necessarily a female. It was salespeople in general that he didn't care for.
Yeah.
And so that was part of his, because I kind of got forced on them necessarily. They MFA placed people in their areas, if
sure.
that made sense.
But it does.
It was so I was determined. And then I can still remember farmers saying, they would come in and the bookkeeper would say, no, you want to talk to her, she's our feed person. And they said, no, we want a man, you know. And we still had a lot of that. And most of them would think, no, you sell insurance for MFA. And I said, no, we no longer have insurance at MFA. That's now called shelter. we're a livestock. And so that was part of it. It was rough for well, I can never say it really totally ever got easy, because you never, it was like that for the 40 years. You'd have some people that wanted to deal with a woman, the rough Mennonites and Amish. I had a lot of those up in the Memphis, Missouri area, dairies, large dairies, you know, 100 plus cows. And so they were large. And it was kind of funny because they didn't really want a female with them. And we broke into that area, and it wasn't long. One of the older ones came in and he said, I need you to come out and work with my son-in-law. And I'm like, and we're all looking at him like, okay, because he didn't want me on his farm, but he wanted me to go work with the younger generation. So even those guys were coming around to the changes that were coming in the area. And I kind of noticed right off the bat, the chemical companies put a female up in that area. All the females were in Northeast Missouri. I think we started breaking ground, and then all of a sudden they started putting a few more in opposites like seed and other avenues that were working in the community with farmers.
You said you lived in Louisiana for quite some time.
I started in Louisiana, Missouri.
What brought you to Mexico?
Okay, so Louisiana, Missouri, I was there a year and a half, and they made me, then I sold everything, fertilizer, feed, the whole gamut, and then they offered me a livestock position in the north, so I moved to Kirksville for a year and a half, and then they added Mexico and this area back into my territory, and I asked the guys at that time, I said, can I move to Mexico? Because everybody knows my good friend Barb Wilson. We grew up in high school, and we ran around together. She lived here, and I said, can I move to Mexico? And they said, okay. And I moved here, and then I ended up getting married and stayed here from then on. 1987 is when I moved here.
My goodness.
And I've been here since.
You have a rich history here in Mexico and in Missouri, honestly. I think what we'll do, let's take our first break.
Okay.
We'll come back with segment number two. We're speaking with Teresa Carlson this morning on Meet the Community on AM 1340 KXEO.